With you in bed, in the shower. The Big Show with PT on 3BA.
All righty, let's catch up with Jaden Forster, the Big Show Entertainment Reports. Jaden, good morning. How are things at Celebrity Lane?
They're doing pretty well, thank you, PT. Good morning.
And good morning to you. What are we, 6 days now with no COVID cases?
That's right indeed. 6 days straight, no COVID across all of Victoria, I think it is too, which is a fantastic and remarkable thing. It's fantastic to hear. Hopefully, fingers crossed, everything still goes according to plan today. You'd expect that that would be the case, I would think. But great as well, the buskers are returning to Melbourne, which is another fantastic thing. I'm not sure how they're going to work it with being so bloody keen on us to not handle cash and everything at the moment in this current climate, but it'll be very interesting to see how they manage that particular issue, and great to see them back on the streets again. We've missed them.
Even if they don't get any coins in their guitar cases or their hats, I think they'd be happy just to be back out in the streets and stretching their vocal cords. Plenty of entertainment news going on. Craig McLaughlin's assault case continues. Some phone videos have been shown in court, and Molly Meldrum's been dragged into the mess.
Yes, that's right. So this happened on Wednesday. Obviously, Craig McLaughlin's criminal assault trial has been playing out in the Magistrates Court here in Melbourne since Monday. And yesterday, we were presented with those quite shocking, I guess you could say, home videos that were sent to one of his accusers that he says was just part of, I guess, a light-hearted or innocent text message exchange. Of course, earlier in the week, he denied ever kissing any of his co-stars in a romantic or a sexual fashion, and denied using a tongue in an on-stage kiss. But on Wednesday, the real interesting thing surfaced with Molly Meldrum when the prosecution brought up an anecdote that Craig told in his memoir going back a few years when they were both appearing in the Rocky Horror Picture Show back in the 90s. Molly was filling in for Red Simons at the time as the narrator, and the prosecution brought up this anecdote of something that Craig said he did with the heel of his stiletto along with some other exposure things, I guess you could call them. And the prosecution were quizzing him on that under cross-examination on Wednesday, just, I guess, trying to establish a pattern of behaviour that might be consistent with the charges that he's currently facing, and I guess as well to sort of support their argument that he is guilty of those charges of indecent and common assault, 12 in total that he's facing. So he's continuing to defend himself. He'll be back in court by video link today, and then the case is set to continue to roll on into next week,
which you'll be watching, I am sure, very, very closely. Now, speaking of court cases, Johnny Depp's defamation case, verdict handed down. What does that mean for his future?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? You would certainly expect that it would cast some uncertainty over his future in Hollywood in terms of employment prospects, given that he has now been labelled a wife-beater, that the judge over there in the UK's High Court deemed that that label that the paper used was valid, and that 12 instances of domestic violence were deemed to be accurate or true to have happened. So now I guess you sort of have to look forward to just where that leaves him. He has got some movies and film projects in the works, so then that casts sort of another question as to whether or not going forward women would like to actually work with him. I suspect some probably wouldn't, so that's could be problematic for him and also for production companies going forward. But I guess the big issue for him in the present climate is the financial aspect. He has around $9 million in legal fees to pay for his own lawyers, and then he also has to pay the fees for the lawyers that were acting for the Sun newspaper as well. And then, of course, we know he is suing his ex, Amber Heard, for defamation in the US. That case is set to come forward pretty soon, next year. It will be very interesting to see whether or not that actually goes ahead or not, or given with the outcome of this particular case, he just decides to go, well, you know what, it's not worth proceeding, and drops that one.
Yeah.
Interesting times ahead for Johnny Depp.
Well, given Johnny Depp's success and the amount of money he's been paid over the years, I'm guessing if he's been smart with it, then that sort of money is probably just a bit of a drop in the ocean, but certainly going to hurt, that's for sure. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Let's wrap up this morning with a chat about a very popular event, Melbourne's Carols by Candlelight. It will go ahead, but it's going to look a little different, isn't it?
It is indeed. I told you in September that the carols were going to be going ahead at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, but now we have confirmation that that is the case, but they won't be having an audience on site at the particular event on Christmas Eve, which I guess we sort of all expected that given the current climate. But look, the organisers are encouraging everybody at home to deck out their houses in Christmas decorations and celebrate from there by watching the broadcast on Channel 9. So that will still be going ahead as per normal on Christmas Eve. But I guess like a lot of events this year, they'll be looking, it'll be looking a little bit different.
It certainly will be. And for those who like to get along, I think it's about 10,000 each and every year that roll up. They'll be disappointed, but I'm sure they'll celebrate it and watch it in different ways in front of their TV. Jaden, always great to catch up, and you enjoy the week that's coming up, because I think on Sunday, Melbourne, your restrictions will ease even more, including the 25K limit and the Ring of Steel.
Touch wood.